When was the last time you bought a lottery ticket?
Mm-hmm.
It's DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, May 12th, 2026, and we just heard EXO with Lucky One. Now, if you haven't bought one in a while, maybe you're a little behind the times. They say spending on lottery tickets among Koreans in their 20s and 30s is rising.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you didn't buy one because you're 40 or 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. With monthly averages hitting nearly 1,000 won, it's not a lot, or around 70 U.S. cents. But the trend says a lot. Watchers say Korean youth are into a certain type of lottery ticket. It's not the scratch and go. No, it is the scratch and go. Actually, that's true because I've seen it a lot these days, y'all. A lot that provides instant gratification. The cheap and quick ones that give the results in seconds. Basically, the espresso shot of gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, it's not the 20s and 30s, of course. It's also the 40s because I saw my manager do it. She's done it a lot lately.
Uh-huh.
She's kind of an addict. Now, it's turned into a whole social media trend, and there are vlogs showing creators hitting lucky spots, buying stacks of tickets, and scratching like their rent depends on it.
Mm-hmm.
Some videos have raked over 10 million views because instant gratification is apparently very watchable. Sales are booming, too. According to the Korea Lottery Commission, these scratch-and-go tickets sales hit 962.2 billion won last year. That's up nearly 70% from 2022. But behind the trend is a more serious story. For many young people, this isn't just harmless fun. It's a tiny affordable shot at changing everything with rising costs and tight paychecks. That what if? That feeling, you know? Doing a lot of heavy lifting during tougher times when people are losing hope about quality jobs and climbing up, especially when having to compete with AI.
Mm-hmm.
There are fears that these fast, cheap, and easy tickets can shift from entertainment to escape. So where can the younger generation find hope?
These lottery tickets, you know what I'm saying?
So we all have a little wish to make that extra cash. And hopefully, I can give you a little good luck with this song. It's One Pill from Day 6 with Wish. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. It is time for you to put your book down. Put your work down. Put a hand in front of your boss's face. No, don't do that. You might get fired. Just relax and listen to everything that we have in store for you today while you sip your beverage of choice. And hopefully, it'll be of interest to you. Now, speaking of trends in Korea, you've probably heard about how major bookstores have become the place for lonely young singles to casually hang out and exchange phone numbers in Korea, of course, for the dating scene these days. Well, there seems to be a new hotspot, and that's matchmaking program. Yes, and this matchmaking program seems to have a higher success rate than the viral temple dating program, 나는 절로. It's love in the ninth inning, a matchmaking event built entirely around Daejeon's baseball team. The Hanwha Eagles has seen about a 20% success rate, or about 20 couples among 100 men and women. Now, other KBO teams are asking for tips. The program started when the event's organizer, hardcore Eagles fans Moon Hae-sung, met her now husband at a baseball fan event and decided to get married. 3 weeks later, she thought, why can't others do the same? So she organized the first Hanwha Eagles matchmaking event, and over 500 people applied. They trimmed down the numbers to 104, and boom! 20 couples were created, proving Moon's theory that a baseball fan should meet a baseball fan made sense. with a 20% success rate. Season 2 is already on the way, and soon it might expand to all KBO teams. Because nothing says more romance like arguing over bullpen decisions with your soulmate. Yeah, you won't see me there. I'm not a baseball fan, I'm sorry guys. Anyways, we have two songs for you guys right now before we get into In Case You Missed It. We got NCTU with Universe, Let's Play Ball, and then Cheyenne with Catch Catch. In Case You Missed It. It's time for In Case You Missed It. Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. Starting things off with news number one, Le Sserafim marks 4th debut anniversary. Le Sserafim marked their 4th debut anniversary with special content including themed photos and live streams with fans. The group also wrapped promotions for pre-release single Celebration. The track precedes their second studio album, Pure Flow Part 1, set for release on May 22nd. Ahead of the release, Spotify has announced it will host an exclusive live event featuring Le Sserafim on May 21st, offering fans an early preview of the group's new music. And we're moving on to news number two, YG Entertainment to debut new boy band group this year, or boy group. Now, YG Entertainment will launch a new 5-member boy group by September. It will be the label's first boy group since Treasure, a 10-member group that originally debuted with 12 members back in 2020. Now, YG Entertainment founder Yang Hyun-suk made the announcement through a video uploaded on the agency's blog, saying that the smaller lineup is intended to highlight each member's individuality. Yang additionally confirmed Treasure's new EP release date set for June 1st, calling it his favorite release from the group. Now, let's check out the songs from the related artists right now. Le Sserafim with Celebration and Treasure with Paradise. You're listening to all the latest updates on what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, we're going to get into news number three. Cordis' second mini-album achieves million-seller status upon release. Cordis has released their second mini-album called Green Green, which has released or achieved million-seller status upon release. The group's label, Big Hit Music, cited Hanta Chart, saying the album released May 4th recorded over 1.1 million copies with total first-day sales and ranked number one on the daily album chart that day. All five members participated in music, choreography, and video production, emphasizing a collective artistic approach. The six-track EP is led by Red Red, alongside songs including TNT and Asai. News number four coming up for you guys right now. 50-50 to make comeback in early June. 50-50 will return in early June with a new release, promoting as a 4-member group. Now, member Hana will sit out promotional activities to focus on health recovery after going on hiatus in March. The comeback marks the group's first in about 7 months following the single Too Much Part 1. Prior to their release, 50-50 saw renewed chart success with Pookie. And the upcoming release will test whether the group can sustain that momentum. Well, let's check out the songs by related artists right now. First up, we talked about Cordis, so let's check out Red Red. And then 50-50 with Pookie. All right, you're listening to all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, it's going to be our last story of the day. News number five, Astro's Yoon Sanha to release third solo EP. Yoon Sanha of Astro will release his third solo EP called No Reason on May 20th. Now, the album's lead track, IDK Me, has been revealed alongside his comeback schedule. The new album marks his first solo project in 10 months following Chameleon. Yoon debuted with Astro back in 2016 and launched his solo career in 2024 with Dusk. Now, we're going to wrap up this week's in case you missed it, but we still have a song to play for you from Yoon Sanha with Extra Virgin. All right, that was Yoon Sanha from Astro with Extra Virgin. And how to listen to our show? We got apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio On Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. You got to search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We're at KBS World Radio website and Shortwave Radio. Now, if you want more details, check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr, and the gram at KBS K-Pop, where you can send in your song requests and your answer to Y2C for a chance to win a prize. Now, if you're tuning in through YouTube, make sure to check out some of our other KBS radio programs on another KBS channel, a domestic channel to be exact. Some of KBS Cool FM's videos are now providing English subtitles, so you can enjoy watching your favorite stars like IU, Park Bo-gum, Jang Won-young make appearances on Cool FM shows and understand what's going on. So go check them out right after our program. But for now, we got two songs coming your way. We got Hyunseo and Park Da-hae with Sorry That I'm Sorry, 미안해서 미안해, and then 동해 featuring Tableau with Goodbye. All right, guys, that's all the time that we have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in always. And we have a great song taking us out by Yoonha called Spring, 봄은 있었다. And our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection, and you may disconnect now.